When companies make false claims in advertising, the government can sue. But when it comes to trying to regulate information and opinion, it's much more complicated. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has been looking into the limits on protecting Americans from lies.
Everyone saw what happened on January 6, 2021. Rioters inspired by former President Trump's lies about the 2020 presidential election that he lost stormed the U.S. Capitol in hopes of trying to stop the ceremonial certification of Joe Biden's win. More than 1,000 people are facing charges. More than 500 have been convicted so far for their roles that day. But that hasn't stopped the likes of Fox News' Tucker Carlson from trying to rewrite history, saying this in a recent episode about the majority there that day.
They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers.
Hardly sightseers, but let's let Republican senators react to that. John Thune of South Dakota.
It was an attack on the Capitol.
Kevin Cramer of North Dakota.
To somehow put that in the same category as a, you know, permitted peaceful protest is just a lie.
Tom Tillis of North Carolina was more blunt.
I think it's bullshit.
So what can be done about it? The Federal Communications Commission regulates the words that get said over the airwaves, but...
Unfortunately, the FCC does not have jurisdiction over cable networks.
Former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler.
In fact, it doesn't even have jurisdiction over networks like CBS and NBC who use the airwaves.
The FCC only regulates licensed local broadcast outlets because they use the public's airwaves. Think of your local news programs, which are affiliates of CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. That does not include cable, so essentially no regulation of MSNBC, CNN, or Fox News. The lack of any control over cable news, allowing episodes like what Tucker Carlson aired, is frustrating for Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico. He chairs a key subcommittee with oversight over cable.
There should be more tools out there to ensure that nonsense like this is not happening. And just as the affiliates on the broadcasting side have to get a license that would not allow this, why is it that folks on the other side within the same corporation are able to do it, all while hurting the American people?
Lujan says he's exploring his options. He's looking at holding hearings and seeing if there's any more latitude that can be given to regulatory agencies. But it's likely a stretch.
The primary difficulty comes from our Constitution, specifically the First Amendment, which guarantees freedom of speech and press.
John Vile is a professor at Middle Tennessee State University and co-edits the First Amendment Encyclopedia.
That has been interpreted particularly to mean that the government is not the arbiter of opinion. And any time the government has tried to arbitrate opinion, it ends up getting in trouble.
So if established regulatory structures can't do anything about cable, is there any way of holding it accountable?
I think we're seeing in the Dominion that there is recourse through the courts. But if your question is there recourse through government regulation, the answer is it's much more limited.
Wheeler is referring to a lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. It revealed Fox News executives and hosts, including Carlson, knew what they were putting on the air were lies about the 2020 presidential election that they didn't believe. When it comes to mis- and disinformation, though, the biggest threat has been from social media and the internet. That's why Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, has proposed a new federal watchdog, the Digital Platform Commission, to try and regulate truth online.
We can't accept another 20 years in this country of digital platforms transforming American life with absolutely no oversight or accountability to the American people.
But there haven't been many Republicans willing to go along with it, and without a bipartisan effort, cable news and the internet will remain a modern-day wild west of information with no guardrails when it comes to truth and lies.
Our colleague Domenico Montanaro is with us now. Good morning, Domenico.
Hey there.
You know, it is strange that there's this carve-out for cable, that government gets to regulate some broadcast outlets but not others. How did that happen that cable isn't included?
Yeah, I mean, it's really because of how these regulations came to be. I mean, the FCC was created in 1934, you know, to regulate wire or radio. TV stations came along. The Supreme Court in 1969 established that the public has an interest over the public's airwaves, you know, and that allowed the FCC to institute at least some regulations over local TV stations. But, you know, the media landscape's evolved so much, and some regulations have been put in place for cable, but mostly, you know, to protect customers' privacy and as related to non-discrimination policies in hiring, but not much about truth.
And you're right, a very quickly evolving media landscape. So there's this patchwork system, as you said, not many updates or for a long time. You spoke with a couple senators for your story. Did you get the sense that there's any actual movement on Capitol Hill to do something about regulating cable or the internet?
Well, I mean, you know, there's been some bipartisan action related to TikTok lately, but that's mostly because of the perceived threat from China and data collection, not really because of truth or lies. And it's, you know, pretty unlikely that anything tangible is going to get done in the near term related to that. You know, Republicans have their own grievances with social media companies, but they're very different than Democrats' ones. And, you know, they feel targeted. Conservatives do. Trump and other influential conservatives, you know, they've been blocked from Twitter, Facebook for spreading misinformation about January 6th and the pandemic.
This country cherishes the First Amendment. Is there an argument that we don't want to curtail speech too much, of course?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that there are those who argue that trying to regulate the truth on cable and the internet would open up really a Pandora's box, that the First Amendment is one of the things that makes America great, and that they certainly don't want the government deciding what's true or not. Plus, there's always reputational consequences. You know, people can judge for themselves what's a good source of information or not, you know, but others really argue that that notion is outdated, especially with the amount of conspiracy that's being believed we've seen over the last several years. And, of course, the First Amendment has its limits. You can't defame or libel somebody. And that's something we're seeing play out with this Dominion lawsuit, for example. But, you know, that's a company that says it was harmed. You know, the recourse for something as broad as damaging democracy, that's a much tougher problem. And we've been seeing that play out, certainly. And it's much more difficult to figure out.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
You're welcome.